I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we have Nancy Pearl with us this hour. It's been a little while. Nancy Pearl is this, as you know, remarkable reader. She has said this on her blog about reading, that reading has always brought her pure joy. She reads to encounter new worlds and new ways of looking at our own world. She reads to enlarge her horizons, to gain knowledge of others and herself, to experience beauty and sadness. She reads for company and for escape, to meet other people, to enter their lives. For her, she says, it's a way of vanquishing the otherness that we all experience. Nancy Pearl is our guest this hour for a discussion of books. She is a best-selling author. Her Book Lust series has been wildly popular and continues to be ever so helpful. She was executive director of the Washington Center for the Book at the Seattle Public Library. She started this terrific idea, and I say this all the time about her, but it was just one of those ideas that is great. If a whole city read the same book and then discussed it, which cities all over, not just this country, have done. She appears regularly on NPR's Morning Edition. She was named 2011 Librarian of the Year by Library Journal, and she has also won all kinds of other awards. Perhaps the nicest, though, is right in front of me in our studio, which is the Nancy Pearl action figure. She is a librarian dressed in red with her hand up saying, shh. But we're not asking her to shh this hour. We're asking her to talk and give us book recommendations. And I might add, for those of you who love books, Nancy's recommendations are always terrific. And for those of you who pledge this hour, any amount actually, at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org, we're going to send you 10 of Nancy's books that you must read before, if you can, it's a lot of them, 10 books before the end of 2014. You can stretch it into 2015 as well. And we'll have a little description of each of those books as well. So that's for everybody who pledges this hour. It's a good hour to pledge. Nancy, I haven't talked to you in a long time. Hi.
I know. It's so nice to be back with you.
I know. It's great to have you here, and I have your little action figure. I don't normally bring it in the studio, but here it is right in front of me. Is it still selling?
No. You know, I've been discontinued.
No.
Yes. Yes. Sad to say, because of the new, it's considered a toy. And so the regulations from about toys made in China having to do with lead and being tested and everything, that the people who made the action figure originally thought that, I mean, it would raise the price so much if they complied with all of those things. So, you know, first I was immortalized in plastic, and now I'm discontinued. It's kind of an emotional...
Oh, well, in other words, this will be a collector's piece that I have in front of me right now.
Yeah, don't get rid of it yet.
I wouldn't think of it, Nancy. I will never get rid of it. I will always have Nancy right here next to me. So, Nancy, I love the books. These are 10 books that people ought to read before the end of 2015. And, you know, so many of them I really want to read. But I want to start with this Dear Committee Members, because it sounds marvelous and pointed and political and rather funny all at the same time.
Yes, very, very funny. I have very high standards for academic novels. You know, for the best in my mind, David Lodge and Malcolm Bradbury together are probably the two best writers writing these academic satires, and they're both British. So it's very nice to have an American writing an academic satire. And this is a book that is totally composed of letters of recommendation from an English professor about various of his students who are applying for grants, applying for graduate school, that kind of thing. And in these letters, and that's all we're reading are the letters, but in these letters, the main character is really unable to keep to the point of the recommendation, so he's always going off on the English department at his university and his relationship with his ex-wife and, you know, various things like that. It is just, it's great fun and very pointed, exactly what you said.
Have you had to write recommendation letters for people?
I have.
And what do you do? I know that one of the reviews said one of the ones that he had to write in this book is for somebody he knew for all of 11 minutes.
Right.
Oh, my, that's asking a lot, huh?
Yes, indeed. Well, first of all, I always, unless I really knew the student, then I just say I'm not the right person to do it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, because I know from being on the other end, because I was on the admissions committee for the information school at the University of Washington, and I know that we looked at, you know, recommendations with a grain of salt because we wanted people who, you know, we wanted to read the recommendations letters from people who really knew the person that they were recommending.
Mm-hmm.
and we wanted specific things from them. So in recent years, I've been really careful that I'm able to do that.
Yeah. Tell me what you're, and we're going to take phone calls for Nancy, too. I should give you the number. If you want recommendations, she's your librarian, no doubt about it. It's 800-486-8655. I was with some friends yesterday eating delicious ginger cake and pears, and one of the people at the table was reading a book, and he was plowing all the way through it, and I said, oh, you need, he said, I don't care what the people wore here. It was some book about kings, British kings, and there was too much emphasis on what the people were wearing. I said, well, you have to follow Nancy Pearl's advice for how much of a book to read when you're a certain age, and then I couldn't remember what the advice was, but but it's very good advice, Nancy. So what is it?
Well, if you're 50 years of age and under, I believe you should give a book 50 pages.
Okay.
And if you're not liking it, I mean, if it's a slog, then stop reading it. You could always go back to it when your mood changes, or, you know, you can, it's going to be there for you to try again. It's not like you've kicked it out of your life forever. If you're 51 and up, what you should do is subtract your age from 100, and that number, which of course gets smaller every year,
I know,
because our time, you know, our available time gets smaller. That's the number of pages that you should give a book before you give up.
Mm-hmm.
Works great for me.
Yeah, that's good, and now I'll remember it, and I can pass that advice along. You kind of like this, and we're on the same path with this. I don't know why we both like these, but you kind of like these spy intrigue, if they're really well done. John le Carré, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, I know.
Absolutely.
Was a big one for yours.
Right.
And now you've got one on the top 10, The Soul of Victor Tronco, who...
Yes.
Oh, and it sounds good. It's good, huh?
Oh, Kathleen.
Oh, Nancy.
Oh, Kathleen, you have to put this on the top of your list.
Oh, Nancy, I do. Okay.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. This is by David Quammen, who early in his, and now he's known as he writes natural histories.
Oh.
You know, very well-known nonfiction writer. You should interview him about his nonfiction.
Okay.
Because he's wonderful.
Okay.
But early in his career, he wrote a couple of novels, and this is one of them. And I have always said about The Soul of Victor Tronco, and this is one of my book lust rediscoveries, reprinting books that have been long out of print from the 60s up,
mm-hmm.
basically. And I've always said that this is the, you know how the big important thing in British spy fiction is Kim Philby and his betrayal of his class and the country and his friends in the Secret Service. So that's what the Brits, I mean, that's John le Carré's
right.
great subject, I think.
Mm-hmm.
For the Americans, a parallel topic that has to be sort of dealt with if you're writing spy fiction is James Angleton, who is the head of counterintelligence for the Secret Service, who believed that, for the CIA Secret Service, who believed that there was a Russian agent high up in the CIA, and he tore the agency apart and destroyed many careers, as he was doing that. I'm looking for that mole. And this is the story. This is the fictionalized story based on that sort of kernel of truth that David Quammen has come up with. And, you know, it's like John le Carré. This is, you know, I have said about this book that it's not a page turner. in the sense that, you know, there's not something exciting happening on every page. And, you know, it's a very, very narrative heavy, just like John le Carré, narratively heavy novel that explores what would happen if a Russian agent from the KGB defected to the United States and said, you know, I'm going to tell you some things, and oh, by the way, there's going to be another defector coming soon after me who's going to tell you that everything I said is a lie. And the second agent did defect. I mean, all that came true, and this happened in real life. So it's so wonderful. It's such a wonderful spy novel. It's the best American spy novel.
Oh, Nancy, I'll give it for presents, too. Why do we like that? Why do you and I like that so much? What is it?
I'm not sure, and that's a really good question. Recently, pretty much I've been just reading a lot of thrillers. And so spy novels for me would fit in that. But I think, because I'm drawn to character-driven fiction, I really like to know what about people and about their lives and about what drives them to behave the way they do. Mm-hmm. And I think that spy fiction does that. And the fact that my favorite spy fiction is based on, you know, has a sort of kernel of truth in it. And because I majored in, you know, have a master's degree in history, and I mean, I love history, that all of that fits together for me. Yeah. What about you?
Maybe something to do with climbing under the desk, you know, during the Cold War,
yep.
that era. And I remember writing a piece for an English class in high school that had an American spy in Moscow, and I really became so absorbed in it, and I got a very good grade on the test. And I'm thinking maybe that's one of the reasons that I find it so fascinating. But I don't know. Maybe I lived in Russia some other time in another lifetime. I don't know what it is, you know. But it sounds. Thank you for the suggestion. That's great, and my husband would like that too. The Soul of Viktor Tronko by David Quammen, Quammen. Nancy said it's the best ever. Hey, that's worth the hour. We can stop now. The best ever. Everybody get it. Actually, we're doing 10 books that she says that you should read, and it's a variety, lots of different genres, if you can, before the end of the year or during the course of the next year. Anybody who pledges this hour, we will send you a list of those books along with a description of what the books are, so you can decide in what order you want to read them. And here's how you pledge. 800. It's 888-202-2552. We'll tell you more about all of that in a moment. You are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Nancy Pearl is our guest, and we are going to be inviting your phone calls for her in a moment. So you need a book recommendation, she is your gal. I'm Kathleen Dunn. KP Whaley is joining me in our studios in Milwaukee, and this is our fall membership drive. I know you rely on WPR for these kinds of wonderful discussions, and we rely on you to keep these kinds of wonderful discussions going strong. So your gift right now, any amount, makes a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. We did meet goal last hour.
Great.
We heard from
Thank
33
you.
People. Thank you for your pledges. Our goal this hour is 33 pledges. So you'll want to help us make that by going and making a gift of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It was 33 pledges last hour. Announced 33. Wasn't that something?
They bumped us because we did so well.
Oh, nice. Well, we can do that.
We can do
33 pledges. I know you know that the Ideas Network is like a statewide town hall. We all come together. We hear about topics and issues that we care about. We ask questions. We listen to each other. We share information. It's just a wonderful service, and you benefit from this community. We're asking you to help pay for it. Your support is a very important piece of what makes the Ideas Network possible. Be a part of this great tradition with your gift at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs, to support the Kathleen Dunn Show. And as an added incentive, we have something very special right now. It's our book list of top titles to read before the end of the year, and it's yours when you give any amount. So ask for it now when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All rise. Department 1 of the Superior Court is now back in session. Honorable Judge Wilson presiding.
Please be seated. Attorney Mueller, your turn to cross-examine the expert witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, sir, remind us, you're a soil scientist?
That's right.
And you said the soil in the victim's garden matched the soil on my client's shoes?
Yes, they were both silty with an unusual amount of copper.
Would you say that soil is ideally suited to growing cucumbers?
What I'm sure of is the soil in the victim's garden is the very same soil in the shoes of the accused.
There have been many coyote sightings in the neighborhood recently. Is it possible that coyote droppings are enriching the soil for better resistance to tomato blight?
Your Honor, cucumbers, coyote droppings, tomato blight?
Attorney Mueller, I have to request that you stick with the issue at hand, and that's defending your client from some very serious charges.
Certainly, but can't we just ask about common garden insects before moving on?
Yes, Larry Mueller could be a defense attorney, but isn't it better that he's hosting the Larry Mueller Show on WPR? Your support makes WPR programs possible and gets to the bottom of that tomato blight problem. Give now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with KP Whaley. We're asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our fall membership drive. Your pledge might be $5 a month or maybe even $100 a month. We appreciate and count on your gift.
And anyone who pledges this drive will be entered into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. You get to choose either the Rhine River, Alaska, or France. You could be the lucky winner when you make your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard, name, address, email, and phone number to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, 53706, and or by sending a postcard or by making a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Kathleen, how long have you been on the air here?
21 years.
21 years with WPR. WPR has been around a long time.
Almost 100 years. What, 1917?
Yeah. And and we've been committed to quality the whole time. The quality is possible thanks to listener support. So listener donations make up the single largest piece of our budget, and your contributions really do make the programs possible here, so and so many others as well. So you're part of the quality that you hear every day at WPR, and you can help continue that by making a donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A big thank you to our sustaining members with ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. You have a big effect on our funding, making it a lot more stable. And you have probably found that the automatic monthly payments are an easy fit into your budget. Now's a great time to increase the gift by a few dollars a month by calling 888-202-2552.
Yeah, you know, you might have donated a few years ago and you feel like you've done your part, but you still enjoy listening to WPR year after year. So your continued support is really what keeps us going. So if it's been a while since you donated, now's the perfect time to give again. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We'll be glad to have you back.
We're looking, KP, for 29. Nine more pledges in the next 36 or so minutes. Help out now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And again, as an added bonus, your pledge of any amount enters you into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. And sustainers, don't worry, we've automatically entered you.
A very special book list as well. It's Nancy Pearl's 10 recommendations of what you should read before 2014 ends and into what you should read at the beginning of 2015. So anybody who pledges, ask for that book list of top titles. Nancy Pearl suggestions, doesn't get much better than that. Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I love this comment from Molly from Milwaukee. She's in the process of moving from New York. She says, I've been listening to WPR for weeks and love the programming. I'm excited to become part of the Wisconsin Public Radio family. And we certainly welcome you into the family. We'd like to welcome as many new listeners as well. So pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 202-2552.
Thank you, KP. Nancy Pearl is our guest, extraordinary librarian. Our phone number for you to join our on-air conversation, and we would love to have you do so. If you're looking for a book recommendation for a book club, or you need something for a young person in your family, we don't often get a chance to speak with Nancy, so this is your chance. Our on-air number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. For you to speak with Nancy Pearl. This one sounds interesting to me, Nancy. I guess I wasn't aware of her story, but it sounds like it's very well written and quite a compelling book. Carolyn Knapp's book, Drinking a Love Story.
Yeah, this is an older title as well. I think it was published in 2000, well, sometime in the 2000s. And it's a wonderful memoir. Mm. I have a love-hate relationship with memoirs. I hate self-indulgence, and I hate whining, and I hate, you know, those things that sort of percolate through so many memoirs these days. But this is a memoir about the author's alcohol addiction, and it's told totally without self-pity. It's beautifully written, and it explains, I think, better than any other book that I've ever read, what it means to be addicted to something.
Mm-hmm.
And that it is, she likens it to, as the title would imply, a love affair. And you know, where how that affected her life. Like any bad love affair, the things that it how it changed her and how she finally came to understand how dangerous and tragic it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing book, and you know, this is another book that I would urge on anyone.
Mm-hmm. And it's she great. Died quite young, didn't she, of lung cancer?
She died at 42, and so sad. Gail Caldwell, a writer who lives in Boston, where Caroline Knapp lived, has written a book called "Let's Take the Long Way Home," in which Caroline is a major. It's a memoir about her friendship with Caroline Knapp.
Hmm. I don't know if you've read the other one she wrote, but considering my relationship with dogs, I ought to read it if it's any good. Pack of Two, The Intricate Bond Between People and Dogs. She wrote, "I'm 38 and I'm single and I'm having my most intense and gratifying relationship with a dog." I've been there. I know exactly what that's like, right?
Yeah, and I have not read it. I don't know why. I just didn't pick it up when it came out and I haven't gone back to it. So that's interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe I'll read that and let you know about it.
Yes, do.
So before we go back to the list, and we don't want to give them all away because we want people to pledge, but there are a lot of people who have started up their book clubs again because it's October and it's the time you read and drink coffee and talk. So book club suggestion.
Well, a book club that I'm in that we just met on Friday evening.
Oh.
And we had a terrific, terrific discussion on Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close by Jonathan Safran Foer.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, one of those discussions that flows effortlessly, and people had a lot to say about it. Of course, there were people who loved it and people who felt less attached to it, less drawn to the novel. But I always think that it's a mistake to judge the success of your book group on whether people liked the book or not, that really the point of a book group is not who liked it and who didn't, but it's exploring what the author was trying to do. Did the author do it successfully? How did he or she do it successfully? And, I think if you take book clubs out of the realm of that, oh, I loved it, oh, I hated it, you'll have much better discussion. So I always try as mightily as I can not to let people start out their comments by saying, "I love this book."
Right. How do you structure your book club? Do you have somebody who's in charge of the review?
Well, we start the book club. We don't begin with reviews. You know, really, we just I have somebody is in charge each month of leading the discussion, and basically that means coming up with three questions that they would like to talk about, and then we ask everybody to come with one question that they would like to discuss, which I think gives people buy-in.
Oh, that's a good idea.
To the discussion. And you know, I know from my perspective, if I'm leading it, what I'm interested in is the author's intent and how well that was fulfilled, or, you know, something about the characters. I have very little interest these days in symbolism or anything like that. So my questions are always going to be, you know, what's the significance of the title? What would you have titled the book if you could have, you know, how would you have retitled the book? And that's why it's so important for other people's questions to be included, because they're going to come at the book in a different way than the leader, whether it's me or somebody else. Mm-hmm.
Do you eat and talk, or do you skip the food?
No, we skip the food because we
need
it.
Good for you.
We meet at a local bookstore.
Oh.
And that's the other thing, that this is a very diverse group that comes together. We have an 85-year-old woman who spends much of her time in France but comes to the book group whenever she's in Seattle.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we have some library school, information school students who were students of mine who come. We have a pediatrician. I mean, just different ages, different ethnicities, different races. I mean, it's just about 9 people, but it's a very, very diverse group, and I love that.
Oh, yeah, that sounds wonderful. Nancy Pearl is our guest, and feel free to join the conversation if you need. We're talking about 10 books she thinks you would love to read before the end of this year, and you have time to do that, and she's given a lot of thought, and they all sound like books that I would like to read. But if you have a special request, a children's book or something for your book club or whatever, now's the chance. How often do you get a chance to directly speak with Nancy Pearl, who's the librarian of the country, to get her advice, and it's valuable advice. Here's how you reach us on air. It's 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. And lines are open for you right now, so take advantage of it. And for everybody who pledges this hour, Nancy has come up with these 10 books. We've talked about a few of them, one of which I'm going to get immediately. And we're very happy to send anybody who pledges at any amount the suggestions along with descriptions of what the books are about. So that's pretty neat, huh? And that's if you pledge, and we'll tell you how you can do that in just one moment. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kathleen Dunn with KP Whaley, and this is Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Membership Drive. Our goal is to keep bringing you topics like books. We talk about books, and your support makes that happen. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yes, help pay for the programs you depend on. We're looking still for about 20 more pledges in the next, 20 minutes or so? We can do that. And when you give, you'll also be entered into a drawing for 2 tickets on a WPR trip of your choice. A pledge of any amount is your chance to enjoy European towns along the Rhine River or exploring Alaska or escaping to France. So make your donation now. Get entered into the drawing. Get Nancy's list of top 10 books to read. And you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I can't tell you how completely satisfying it is to be doing an hour on books and to know that people who are listening are readers of books. It's just, it makes me feel terrific. And I'm sure that we've had a lot of interviews with authors where you found yourself hovering near the radio. I'm hovering near the microphone. I get real involved in what they're saying. You're drawn into a great discussion, and you need to get somewhere, but you hate to have the interview end. You hate the fact that the discussion is interesting, so you have to sit somewhere and listen to the rest of the discussion, right? Because that's happened to you, make your pledge of support, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This hour, you can get our book lists or Nancy's book list of top 10 titles to read before the end of the year. And when you make your contribution of any amount, really, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you can afford, your donation supports the programs you can count on. And you can also get this great thank you gift by pledging right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You often hear people talk about the high quality of life in Wisconsin, wonderful state parks, a respected university system, wonderful libraries. Wisconsin Public Radio is also a part of the high quality of life in this state. You enjoy lively discussions, great news, music, entertainment. So help pay for the variety that you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio with your donation. Give right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Joy Cardine. I'll be taking a WPR trip to Alaska, and you could join me. Here's how. This membership drive, we're having a Choose Your Own Adventure drawing. If you're the lucky winner, you and your best friend can choose from among three possible trips. When you choose Alaska, we'll take a cruise along the coast, making stops to visit towns, glaciers, and gardens. I hope we'll see plenty of wildlife at a safe distance. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Learn about all the trips and the fine print at WPR.org/drawing. Or enter with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good luck.
Pledge at WPR.org, 888-202-2552. KP Whaley joining me, asking for your support of WPR during this fall membership drive. Your gift might be $10, $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Yeah, you listen to WPR because you can count on information, entertainment, great discussions with people like Nancy Pearl. And you make Wisconsin a better place just by listening and being more well-rounded person. You're a listener. And now we want you to take the step to become a member. Your first ever donation, say, is just $5 a month. That will make Wisconsin a place where great radio is available to everyone. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We're looking for 20 pledges. We got to step it up a little bit in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We can do that, right? But
we need
to step it up. So help out. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
As an added bonus for your pledge of any amount today, you'll also be entered into that drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. So now's the time to make that pledge. Sustainers are automatically entered, so we've got you covered.
And Nancy's put together a list of 10 books you should read before the end of 2014, an extremely varied list. Some are fiction, some are nonfiction, some are 2014, some are earlier books. Pledge now, and any amount, we'll be happy to send you that list. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And you can join Pamela, who says she's traveling back and forth between Maryland and here, and she found a huge difference in how public radio stations are programmed. And she says, thank you, WPR, for the amazing programming. So
thanks,
join Pamela.
Thank you, KP, for all your work. We are talking to Nancy Pearl this hour. Over the years, she has provided us suggestions for one of our favorite things, and that's reading. And she is with us right now. And we're taking phone calls on the air for her as well. Don't forget, Abuya's got a lot going on, but you can talk to her right now on the radio at 800-486-8655. And we go to Patty in Wauwatosa. Hello, Patty.
Hi. Hi, I'm enjoying your conversation. I love books. I work at a bookstore in the village of Wauwatosa, The Little Red Book.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that in addition to that, I also run a book club at San Camillo Retirement Community, and we have ladies in their 70s, 80s, 90s, even one woman is 100. And our book discussions are amazing. There's usually about 20 ladies there at a time, and not only do we talk about, you know, what we felt about the book, but it brings out the most incredible stories about these women's lives, things that other people in the group would never have known about unless it's somehow connected to this book. And I think it's never too late to join a book club if you can, and bookstores are a good idea for that also. We have one at the Little Red Book. But, you know, this group of ladies that are doing this with me, I have to say, it is the best book club that I've ever been in.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, Patty. You know, go ahead.
If I could tell one story, there
was
one book called Clara and Mr. Tiffany, historical fiction by Susan Vreeland, And it brought out a beautiful story of one of the women who's probably in her late 80s. When she was a young girl, she stopped at Tiffany's in New York, and she knew she couldn't afford anything in the store. And the doorman saw her wandering around and said, you know, are you looking for something? And she said, I want a gift for my mother, but I know I can't find anything here. I don't have enough money. So he took her upstairs on the elevator and showed her a beautiful silver thimble that she did purchase. And they put it in a beautiful blue box and gave it to her mother. And it was a big hit. And she still has that thimble still today. So those are the kinds of things that are just really amazing about Book Club.
And you said, Nancy, and I think, you know, we tend to, I think, ignore people who are older still in this society and all of those stories that they never get to tell anybody, and they're so worth hearing.
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting things is when you have a diversity of ages in your book group, because you do get so many different perspectives. And it's really impossible to talk about a book without it having... The reason we love books is because they touch us in some way. You know, particular books have a particular meaning for us. And to explore that meaning and to kind of, you know, if people are willing to share that meaning, it reflects so much of one's life and one's own experience. So I think that's great.
And what was the name of that book again, Patty? Clara and what? Mrs. Tiffany?
By Susan Vreeland, who writes oftentimes historical fiction about artists. And this is a wonderful book about a young woman, Clara Driscoll, who worked for the Tiffany Lamp Company, and she was a real person, and she was responsible for designing all the beautiful Tiffany lamps, and there was a whole women's division at Tiffany Glass back in the day. So it was really an interesting book.
Thank you. Thanks so much for your call. Nice to hear from you. Our phone number, if you would like to speak on air with Nancy Pearl, is 800-486-8655. Here's a book that I feel that we overlooked somehow, Nancy, and I should have read, and we should have talked to Lawrence Wright. Elusive Peace, 13 Days in September by Lawrence Wright.
Yeah. I mean, anything that Lawrence Wright writes is, in my mind, totally worth reading. And this book I just found fascinating because it... I'm always interested in context and for current events and placing the current events in the context of the past. And this is a day-by-day account of the 13 days that Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat met with Jimmy Carter at Camp David to in the end, hammer out the peace between Egypt and Israel. And just to read through the book, you get a history of both of the countries. You get real insight, because it's Lawrence Wright and he's so good at this, you get real insight into all three of the men who were there and the people who were there as their, the people they had brought with them to help them. And to just, you know, the first day, the first couple of days, you know, Jimmy Carter just didn't think anything good would come of this. You know, I mean, he couldn't see that there would be any positive outcome. He just was so discouraged. And then watching it little by little, the men never becoming friends, Begin and Sadat, but understanding that there had to be an agreement between them and between their countries. It's just a fascinating book. Now, I have to say that still probably one of my all-time favorite nonfiction books, one of the best nonfiction books I think really written in the 20th or 21st century, is Lawrence Wright's The Looming Tower, which is... you know, just so amazing. And anyone who hasn't read that, I think, really needs to read it. I think it's still, it's about Al-Qaeda, but it's, and the birth of Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden and that period. But it still has so much relevance with what's happening today.
Yeah. You know, we're having a hard time finding, we found some, KP's found some really good Middle East researchers, people who can tell us about, you know, these new ISIL, all these groups, what's going on truly. Have you read anything that really gets to the bottom of all the historical roots? At the Looming Tower would take us up through Al-Qaeda, but anything that's fairly recent or not?
No, I mean, the person that I rely on to tell me what's happening is, and I just hear him interviewed or read his pieces in The New Yorker, is Dexter Filkins.
Okay.
I think he's just terrific at that. Or John Lee Anderson is another,
yes.
You know, is another great writer,
yeah.
You know, just knows so much what he's talking about.
All right.
But another book that I would recommend is as background for everything that's happening in the Middle East now is The Peace to End All Peace.
Okay.
Do you know that book?
It's in the back of my head somewhere.
Yeah, it came out a while ago, but it's about how the big powers carved up the former Ottoman
right.
Empire
okay.
after World War I.
Right.
And, you know, it's just an amazingly readable, important, intelligent book.
Excellent.
Yeah. So,
all right. Good.
And that author would be, I think, good.
Yes. Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Lynn in Eau Claire. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen, and hello, Nancy.
Hi.
In July, the matriarch of our family, Yvonne, passed away. And one of the passions Yvonne and I had was reading. Yvonne didn't have daughters of her own, but she was another mother to me. Mm. And she left, her passing left me the matriarch. And one of the gifts that she gave me to pass on to my daughter and sons and theirs is the love of the gift of reading and all the places you can go and all the flavors you can taste and all the people you can meet just by opening and turning a page.
Right.
Yeah. So true.
Thank you, Lynn, for your call.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, my. you just want to stop after you hear something like
yeah.
that. And I wanted to spend a minute, too, before we moved off 13 Days in September, Jimmy Carter. And I know he plays a big role in this book, but Jimmy Carter's life. Somebody needs to do a rip-roaring good biography that's very interesting. We tend to see him kind of superficially, I think. And he just turned 90. He's been all over the world.
90.
And 90 years old. Jimmy Carter is 90 years old.
Yeah, she's... I mean, I think Lawrence Wright does a really good job. You know, of course, it's not a full biography of Jimmy Carter, but it really talks about what's important to him. And I think he comes across very, very well in this biography.
Mm-hmm. All right, give us one of the best. I know there are a couple on this list. I won't single it out. One of the best novels of 2014, Nancy.
Gosh, there are so many. There are many. One of the novels, you know, it's hard for me to say what's best. I can just tell you what I like.
All right. It's all
okay,
right.
So I really, really very, very much liked a first novel by a guy named David Schaefer called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the story of we meet three people in their 30s, a woman working for an NGO in Burma. A man, one of the two men, is going through a difficult time, really kind of a little bit schizophrenic, I think. And another man who has who was a college roommate with the first guy, but who has written a self-help book that is just, you know, shot to the top of the bestseller list, and he's raking in money. But now he has to come up with a second book. And, you know, so he's under a lot of pressure. And those three come to learn that there is a cabal of people who are trying to privatize information, privatize the cloud. And this is what happens when good comes up against bad. It's wonderful. It reminded me, not in subject, but in the kind of feeling that you get when you're reading it, it reminded me of another of my favorite books, which is Cryptonomicon by Neal Stephenson, which is another one of those books I think everybody should read because it's just a terrific novel.
Mm. Well, Nancy, I've missed you. Thank you so much for being with us. We just need to do this again soon. And I'm out to get the Soul of Victor Trunco right away after I get off the air.
Good.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Librarian extraordinaire Nancy Pearl, our guest this hour. And we do have a list. She has 10 books you should read before the end of 2014. You don't have to. You can take a little longer to read them. They're all over the place, and she just gives impeccable advice. So we are happy to send those to you. Anybody who pledges at any amount. Any amount. It's all right. Just pledge and we'll send you along with the description of the books. And the WPR.org is how you do it, or 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn. KP Whaley is joining me in our studios, and this is Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Do you know that at WPR, listener contributions do happen to be the single largest source of funding? So your gift keeps programs on the air that you value, including this one. So make your contribution now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Yeah, you can join the 39 people who've already pledged
this
hour.
That's
so thank
great.
You for that.
You readers.
They must be taking advantage of this opportunity to get
Absolutely.
To Nancy's list. So
right.
again, you can get it this hour only, so you only have a few more minutes. Call now, 888-202-2552. And as an added incentive, we are putting anyone that pledges any amount into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. You can go to the Rhine River. You could see Alaska. You could tour France. Your pledge right now helps keep this program going strong and helps keep us getting great guests like Nancy Pearl. So please make your contribution now, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552.
And the relationship with Nancy is a long one. We've been talking to her since 2003 when that first book came out, so it's been wonderful to see her career flourish and think of all the suggestions she's given all of us during the years. The Hour is an example of our history and of the importance of reading. So please make just a few minutes out of this hour for this purpose, to make your pledge. Choose a gift amount that works for you. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's so easy. You decide
it's
the amount. You just choose an amount that works for you. Every pledge matters. Every pledge helps pay for the programs you love here. And you can ask for that book list of top titles to read before the end of the year as a thank you gift when you make a gift of any amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Go to WPR.org, 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this fall membership drive. I'm Kathleen Dunn. KP Whaley is here. We're asking for your support of WPR. $10, $15 a month. Any amount, the one that you choose is just dandy.
That's right. And you connect with Wisconsin Public Radio for information, engaging content, book suggestions, entertainment, all those reasons why your gift supports that your connection is a connection for you and everyone else around the state. So consider a 9XM leadership gift of $100 a month or more. And that is critical for our continued success. If you'd like to make a leadership gift, you can also do that at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Think about the lifelong learning it brings. You learn something new every single day, every year. It's a continuing education. Like any education, you get out of it what you put into it. So invest in your education, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Yes, thanks to all the people who've pledged. You still have a few more minutes left to make a pledge. And in doing so, you'll be entered into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. You can pick up Nancy's list of books as well. Donate any amount during the fall membership drive. And you can travel the Rhine River or see Alaska scenery or explore France, all of that. Just for a pledge, 888-202-2552.
We hear from a lot of first-time pledges who are giving because they've received their first job out of college and they can afford to give, or people who turn 30 and realize that they are grown up. It's time to give to WPR. Giving money to something you believe in is a great way to start a new phase of your life. You decide the amount. $5 a month might be a great example of what many first-time donors give. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. 28 seconds left, and this is the hour to get the list from Nancy Pearl.
Correct.
How do you do it?
888-202-2552. You can also pledge online at WPR.org.
And what's on the list?
It's the list, top 10 list of books to read before the end of the year.
Excellent.
Not bad. From Nancy Pearl.
Yeah, great. It's I know, from Nancy, our librarian. Jeez.
And you can get it in the next 15 seconds if you make a pledge now. 888-202-2552. Thanks to everyone who's pledged.
Absolutely.
And,
thank you.
And thanks to those who are going to their phones now.
Yeah, thanks, KP. And thanks, everybody, for all of your pledges.